Brilliance Audio presents The Love We Left Behind by Catherine Slee, performed by Elizabeth Nolden. For Dylan and Scarlett. Anam Cara, Gaelic, a person with whom you can share your deepest thoughts, feelings, and dreams. Prologue. Oxford, 1996. The sky was slick with rain, the promise of more to come hanging in gunmetal clouds. Thousands of droplets fell, striking the alabaster stone of Queen's College clock tower, under which a girl, just shy of 21, stood waiting. Her hair was tied at the nape of her neck, a handful of strands escaping from underneath the hood of her rain jacket. At her feet was a large backpack, military in style, with the straps drawn tight, and she bent down to tuck something into the front pocket. Every so often she drew back her sleeve and turned her wrist to check the time on her watch, absently running her finger around the silver face and fiddling with the dial, as if she didn't quite trust what the two thin hands were telling her. On the other side of the road, a couple of students were hurrying against the rain, one with a book held over his head, laughing as they went. The girl followed them with her eyes and saw them duck inside the doorway of a cafe that was due to close when the clock struck six. Tilting her head back, the girl stared up at the ancient bell that hung directly above and wondered what would happen if it were to fall. If there was no chime of the approaching hour, would that somehow suspend time and give her a few more minutes to decide? A soft boom on the horizon pulled her line of sight down and across towards the river. Brontide, she thought to herself, a sound like distant thunder. It was a word she first read whilst hidden away in the corner of her local library, a place she used in order to shelter from her real life. She never forgot its meaning, simply filed it away with all the others that were tucked neatly inside her brilliant mind. But even a mind as brilliant as hers couldn't control another's will. It was a mistake to put all her trust, her faith, into one person, because everyone gave up on her eventually, and she was stupid to think he might have been any different. As she glanced once more at her watch, the bell began to call out how late the
sample complete. Ready to continue?